This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday with Lee Melky and special guest Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. Lee?
Matt, we're well aware that dairy farmers had to dump milk on their farms in March and especially in April due to a variety of reasons stemming from the COVID pandemic. You ran the numbers and came up with some interesting observations.
Before I dive into them, they aren't totally complete, so we do have to do a little bit of guessing just because of how USDA reports data. But if you take the data that is reported, the Northeast, Southeast, Mideast, we come up with about 186 million pounds of milk were dumped in those areas during April, which is equivalent to about 1% of U.S. milk production. Now, total U.S. milk production was only up 1.4% during April. And so when you add in the other areas of the country, for example, Texas and Arizona, it's almost certain that we had available milk supplies contract once you include the dumping. So that's a pretty dramatic shift.
Do you think we'll see that evidenced in the dairy products report when we look at what was actually produced from that milk?
Absolutely. We certainly didn't have the growth in milk production that the USDA milk production report indicates. That report that USDA puts out also includes the dumped milk. They don't separate that out, so it gets kind of commingled. Now, I want to shift to where we are now. We just went through April with terrific milk dumping. Now, milk dumping has just about stopped as cooperatives and processors trying to manage all this extra milk have asked farmers to decrease their milk supplies. And last week, Dairy Market News reported spot milk in the Midwest was selling at premiums above class. Now, you have to imagine a month ago when we were dumping milk, spot milk prices in some parts of the country were zero. So we're talking about a really dramatic swing as we've now moved from dumping milk to a situation where milk has tightened up.
Do you see the next production report showing a fall from a year ago level?
There will probably be certain products that show growth. We maxed out our milk powder plants and butter plants, for example, in April. The real interesting report, though, isn't going to be April. It's going to be what happened in May as we have started to reopen the economy and milk supplies have cut back. And what that means is less dairy product output. But that's to be determined and to be seen.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thank you, Lee. And during this time, the dairy promotions keep on coming. Barbara O'Brien, the president of DMI, the National Checkoff Program, as well as the head of the Dairy Innovation Center.
During the pandemic, our partners have really stepped up. I think you would be proud to see how they too have responded with urgency and have supported our efforts to grow dairy sales. We are co-funding promotion programs with a couple of the major players, Pizza Hut and Papa John's. And these promotions are running nationally now through August 31st. Based on our longtime partnership with Domino's, we've been testing a new concept for the last 12 months. And Domino's recently agreed to launch it into this COVID period to accelerate sales. It's a program, very interesting name. It's called Carside Delivery. And this is big for Domino's because their franchise operations, unlike other traditional quick serve, Domino's doesn't have the drive-through service. This is really about the next generation of carryout for pizza, combined with an automated system that lets people order their pizza online and then pick it up without ever having to leave their car. So it's delivery right at the window.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell have been running cheese and value-based promotions as well, which is very important to consumers now.
There's been a promotion behind the Maz Crunch Pizza, the Grande Nacho Box, and at-home taco meal kits, all of which are driving more cheese, but other dairy products as well. Taco Bell, last week, I'm not sure if you've seen it, just launched their first ever dairy-based beverage. It's called the Pineapple Whip Freeze. And that product was possible by a DMI employee.
That's Barbara O'Brien, president of DMI, the National Dairy Checkoff Program, as well as head of the Dairy Innovation Center. Comments from the recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can find at pdpw.org.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.